about my life when I tried to live it under the influence of alcohol. I mean, what a nightmare scenario. I mean, just what a nightmare. I mean, any bad situation, boy, I just couldn't wait to make it worse. You know what I mean? I couldn't wait to make it worse. I just stand up here and I marvel at how many people I know that are dead, that really didn't do all that much. They picked up a drink. They got into a car. They went to the ocean. A couple of six packs. They drove into a shallow pond. Hit the head in a rock. Boy, I'll tell you the list. The list is crazy. And I stand up here and I have no right to be here. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you. All I can tell you really is my mother said her rosary every single day. She went to Mass every single day. And I was the recipient of her prayers. That was the beginning and the end of it. That was just, I've had my head stuck in a barrel of a gun way too many times. Way too many times. It's got nothing to do with any of that stuff. The miracle is the gun never went off. That's impossible. That's simply impossible on any human level. Just like it's impossible for me to be standing here under circumstances, it's impossible for me to be here. I mean, alcoholism is so far beyond the human my human ability to wrap my mind around that I am totally defenseless and powerless against it. I don't ever want to come here. I don't ever want to come here and think that I understand what's going on here. This is a miracle from God. It's a miracle that I lived. It's a miracle that I had the capacity to receive that God's grace, to receive those people that God put in my life. It's a miracle that I have the capacity to walk to get here. It's got nothing. I was totally destroyed as a human being. It had nothing to do with anything that, not nothing. I mean, it's cool. I simply marvel at how much abuse a body can take, and how fragile it is at the same time. I mean, I can walk out here and fall off that curbstone and break my leg. I mean, it happens all the time. I mean, just becoming more aware of life, how short it is, how the grace that I have the capacity to receive, to be able to just show up and understand and to be able to share my life with somebody. I mean, it truly is really beyond my ability to. It's impossible. It really is. But it's not impossible for God, because alcoholism is not cunning, baffling, insidious to God. It's a real simple deal. Real simple. I know that I'm infected with a perfect lie. It lets me think that I can think. That's it. That's the lie. Have a nice day. See you later. I'm smarter than you. Goodbye. Being isolated is being cut off from anybody that is trying to help me. Because once my thought process shuts down, I can come here and go yak 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 like a bird in a tree. And just be slowly being eliminated from being able to come here. Because once I think I understand this perfect lie, I will start listening to that perfect lie. Because it will make perfect sense to me. I don't know how many ticks of the heart I have left. I don't even know how many minutes I have left up here.
Two.
Two? I'll tell you something else. That God will fix anything that you give Him permission to. You know, I try to stay out of that quicksand pit of emotionalism. You know, I go, oh, I feel bad. Shut up. You know, seriously. If you ask God for help, and if you ask God to put people in your life who want the best for you, shut up and do what you are told. Because, I have a choice right up until the time I have to do something.